Hello and welcome to IVF BFF with me, Sian.
And me, Catherine.
A podcast detailing IVF in real time and shining a light on the experience of infertility.
Join us as we lift the lid and demystify all things fertility, sharing our stories, the highs and the lows, and everything in between.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Whenever you're listening. For the listener, dear. Oh, right. For the listener.
It's like, this is not the morning.
Sian's like, she's lost the plot. Yeah. Whenever you're listening.
Yeah. Welcome. This particular episode, we are going to be discussing where Catherine's at and her journey so far.
Yeah. It's just me and you, baby.
Yeah. Just us together and you guys listening.
Like the old days when no one wanted to come on our podcast anyway.
Exactly.
Just me and you.
Yeah, just us.
Yeah.
We obviously left you guys when you were on day 8 of stims.
Yeah. Yeah. So we thought we'd catch up with what's happened since and talk about my egg collection and what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Last time we recorded, I'd just had day 8 of stims, and which are the injections to grow my ovaries, grow my follicles in my ovaries, and it was all looking good, like slow and steady, tortoise and the hairstyle-y. Yeah. But they decided to keep me on the same dose over the weekend. I went to acupuncture over the weekend with Mel. I love her.
Which we need to get on the podcast.
We need to sort it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. But
sorry.
We just have to find a time and a day. And she did this, like, electro thing.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever have that?
Not an electric thing. The wiggly thing.
Oh, I've got that for transfer, the wiggly thing.
Yeah.
technical terms.
She's probably going to listen to this and go,
guys, the electro thing, the wiggly thing. But this is like a TENS machine almost that she attaches to the needles, and it creates like a bubbling sensation.
Ah.
Like, it's so weird. It feels like it's a very like mild electric current. And she's like, it helps give your ovaries a boost. And I'm like, you know what? I'll take it.
Does it hurt?
Nah, it feels quite, like, weirdly nice. A bit like, just like bubbly, just like, ooh.
Ooh.
But I was like, I'll take anything at this point.
Yeah.
So who knows if that was the thing. But on Monday, I went in for another scan and they had grown.
Great.
So we had good growth. Only 2 over the line. And then we had a few more coming up. And for anyone that doesn't know, the line is like the line on the graph that follicles have to get over. It like goes up in size. And then we had a few coming up behind, and then a gap, and then loads of little smaller ones.
Right.
So nothing was really coming up in that gap. And so there was a question about, because technically I was ready for egg collection because there were 2 follicles above the line.
Right.
And that's when they say you're ready. And I was like, oh, but that doesn't seem like many eggs. You know, again, I feel like this happened before. I get told I'm a high responder. You're a high responder. You're a high responder. Risk of overstimulation. You've got so many follicles and they're not that many of them. Get going. So I was a little bit worried, and I was like, how about if we carry on till Friday for egg collection? Obviously you do the trigger for kind of 36 hours before that, so carry on till that would have been Wednesday night. And they were like, we could, but that would put you in a position of possibly overstimulating, or more at risk of overstimulation, and they'd use a different trigger because of that. The trigger shot is the injection that you use, you do it once and it tells your ovaries to release the eggs. Release the eggs!
Yeah, that is literally what I feel like, you know, the lottery when we were younger and they released the balls.
Release the balls! It is just like that. That is what happens in my womb, not my womb, my ovaries. And I was like, oh, but I'd rather get more and keep, like, I was like, I don't care, keep me stimming. And they were like, you'd probably have to have a freezal round, right? So there was that. They were like, let's do your bloods, because if your estrogen is already quite high, then we'll have to go right now and, you know, go for trigger on that Monday, egg collection Wednesday, and we won't be able to go longer because it gets too high.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't think it'll be that high. I mean, I'm not a medical professional, but, you know, I was like, yeah, sure. So the decision could have been made for us. My bloods came back and they were quite high. They were 10,000. And yeah, I think high. The cutoff for a fresh transfer is 15, I think. Mm. Don't quote me on that, guys. But your estrogen will double every 48 hours that you're stimming. And so they were like, yeah, we gotta go, we gotta do egg collection. And I was like, no, maybe we can carry on, maybe we'll get more eggs, da da da. But yeah, the thing is, she, like, Laura, lovely Laura, she was like, that our nurse, she said, the thing is, you can get more eggs and you're not guaranteed more embryos. And she said, also, and I said, I don't care if we have to freeze them all. We'll just do a frozen, like, the next month. And she was like, ah. She's like, now the clinic has, it's NHS, very lucky to be the NHS, but now there's a wait list. And she said, I don't know if you'll be able to do another transfer this year if it's not this fresh one. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's do the fresh one then.
Yeah. And that must have hit you like a ton of bricks, knowing that.
Yeah, you know, like I was saying to you, wasn't I, we're very lucky that we've not had to wait so far anyway, because a lot of NHS areas, you do have to wait. There's a wait list between transfers, even if you're with a clinic. Yeah. There's still a limit to how many they can put in for transfer in 1 month. And they've just got a bit of a funding backlog at the moment. And I remind myself that we've done a lot of treatment this year. Like, this is our third transfer of the year and second egg collection.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would do this much treatment over like 2-3 years.
Yeah, my God, you've done so much.
Yeah, and that's been our choice. Yeah. And I'll sort of come to that in a bit as well. But, you know, we are lucky in that sense. And so, but still, I'm like, oh God, I really want another chance this year, because I just feel, I think I might have said this last week, but I might have cut it out, I can't remember. But I feel like the heaviness of the year drawing in, and like, you know, autumn's coming, the weather's turning, the nights are getting darker, and it's that whole pressure. A, like, Christmas and New Year will have been a year of IVF, which I never thought, I didn't think we'd be seeing. Because I probably was really naive. And like, just that thing of like, when you end the year, you want it to look different. At the start of 2025, we sat there and we went, this is going to be our year. You just want the year to end looking quite drastically different in a good way.
Yeah.
Which it still might. So I was like, okay, let's go then. And actually, Mr. Brooker said, who's our consultant, said if he'd have known that my estrogen was that high when he spoke to me, he wouldn't have even considered going till Friday. He was like, decision made. So we did. We triggered on the Monday and we had egg collection on Wednesday. So what are we now? Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 4 days ago.
Yeah. So you've had like, collection. Oh yes. So tell us all about how that went. How was that compared to before? And obviously you kind of knew what to expect. Did you have the same feelings?
Yeah. You know what? Like, much less fear, at least like silver linings of having to do it of doing it more than once. You do know the process. You're like, okay, I know what to expect. Also, again, we've got two frozen. And if anyone's like, huh? How is that allowed? Our ICB has offered us another egg collection because their policy is one fresh, one frozen, and then you get another fresh. You can choose a frozen, but if they're offering, we were like, well, let's get another egg collection on the NHS. We felt we'd be silly to turn it down. So it is a different experience going in with two already frozen. So I acknowledge that. It's not like going back in when you've got nothing. Like, we've, no matter what happened, we had two in the bank. But having said that, you always want as many as you can, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. So, yeah, going in. Yeah, I don't know. We're just like, okay, right, we get another opportunity, another chance. And it was all fine.
Socks were a big hit.
Oh my god, I haven't washed them for transfer tomorrow.
Oh no, can you wash them for tomorrow?
I think I'm gonna have to,
yeah,
aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
I'm gonna have to sit there with a hand dryer on them because I can't not wear them.
Yeah.
I've got these lucky socks with fries on them. With McDonald's fries. And even Mr. Brooker was like, have you got fries on your socks? I was like, yeah. And I was like drifting off this point, probably all woozy. I'm like, yes, yeah, for luck. So, yeah, thanks for reminding me. I'm going to have to put them on a quick spin. Yeah, all fine. All fine. And Carl woke up. Carl had to do the mad dash to King's because our treatment is a bit unusual. It's split across two clinics. So Carl has the job of taking my eggs across London.
Ooh, big responsibility.
Special box.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says first ever dad's taxi.
Oh.
Which is quite cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he did that. And yeah, the whole thing was much quicker. I think it was just a less busy day, you know. We were back home by 3:30-ish, which was really nice. Because then he comes back to get me and then we both go home. He takes me home. So yeah, we got 10 eggs. Again, which is same as last time.
Double digits, which you wanted.
Yeah, and you know what? I was like, okay, there's something about it being the same as last time, which kind of reassured me for no real reason. But I haven't really, because I posted on our Instagram and stuff, and if people asked me, I told them my numbers, but I haven't really said it like online, just because I know that there can be a real sort of comparison element. Mm. And I feel like if people are listening to this, they're probably okay to hear it. So, you know, hope it doesn't upset anyone. But I thought, you know, I just didn't want to put it out there, the numbers and stuff, because it doesn't really mean anything. And even the embryos, getting the MBs until you've got your baby, still doesn't really mean anything, you know?
Yeah.
But we do all compare and we do go, oh, she got that number. Like, I only got this and all of this stuff. So, you know, we're lucky to have got eggs. We're lucky to have embryos. So, so we got 10 again.
Great.
And then...
And how did you feel coming round?
Yeah, all right. I had Sabrina Carpenter's man-child stuck in my head. So I came round and I was like, man-child. And then Carl was winding me up. He was like, I've got to go. But I've got 4 hours, so I'll go to the gym first. And I'm like, no. And he's like, I'm only joking. But he left me a little note in my cool bag with my food as well, saying, you're amazing, I love you. So
that is...
he said he left it in case he had to go before I woke up, which is really cute.
that actually, people listening, that's a really good little tip. Maybe.
Yeah, get your partners, whoever's not doing the egg collection, to leave them a little note. Hopefully they'll be there when they wake up, but hidden in their like lunchbox. It's like a kid going to school.
Oh, lovely.
Like, put a note in your lunchbox. So felt all right. I'm lucky that anaesthetic doesn't seem to really do a number on me. Bit like, ooh. But... you do have this thing where I had this before, because obviously they give you painkillers during the procedure and they're still working when you wake up. But obviously I wake up, I'm like, I feel great. I feel fine. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to the toilet. I'm fine. And then the painkillers wear off. You're like, okay. Yeah.
So a little bit of pain, discomfort. Maybe.
Yeah. And I think it's a hard thing because everyone is so different. Because Sian, I know you, did you feel, were you suffering after yours? I felt like you bounced back really quick.
Yeah, just a little bit woozy, but I was,
were you in pain?
Right. Not really.
Yeah, see, both times I've been quite sore, and everyone's so different, so I don't want anyone listening to be like, oh my god, it's awful. Also, it's manageable, but this time as well, I keep saying to Carl, I think I'm totally fine. I'm pretty sure I'm back to normal now. And then 5 minutes later, I'll be like asleep on the sofa. And he's like, are you sure? but, you know, I feel like, yeah, there's just my whole torso. You know, when you move and you twist, there's a bit of like, ooh. Mm. I feel physically, I feel like it has been a quicker recovery than the first time, which I hope speaks to my, you know, the good diet I've been kind of employing and prep and hydration, because I definitely wasn't doing all of those things the first time. But yeah, it has sort of wiped me out and knocked me for six a little bit.
But I remember distinctly this sort of time, Catherine, last time you actually were like, I don't feel good.
Yeah,
I remember you actually saying like, I really don't feel good. Like,
oh yeah, it's good to remember it from someone else, you know. Yeah,
because you were like, I don't really know how. I hope it can go ahead. Like, that's literally how bad you felt.
Yeah, I said I don't feel ready for another transfer.
That's what you said.
I think I feel more ready, but then again, am I just hardy to it now?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Has my pain threshold gone up?
I don't know. I just think that your gut would say, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, last time it happened, we had our fresh transfer. But this is another thing that is in my head of, like, if I'm not feeling 100% strong and normal and smashing it and bossing it before transfer, it's not going to work. That's my head.
Yeah.
I know. But like, I'm like, God, if I'm not feeling strong, because before, a big thing about the transfer not working in my head was, well, I felt so rubbish. I felt so awful. Surely that's why my body wasn't ready. My body didn't do its thing. It didn't. Do you know what I mean? And so I'm like, I feel that pressure to be feeling good, because in my head, I'm like, well, if I don't feel good, it won't work, which is not medically true.
No, not medically
at
true.
All.
No.
I mean, I've heard story. I think it was Mel, acupuncturist Mel, said that, you know, she was in a really bad way after one of her egg collections. And it was that one. I mean, she really went through it, as lots of us do. But like, people are battered sometimes and it still works. So, yeah, again, I think it's just that whole like, I'm doing everything I can. You want to feel like you're doing the most, you know?
Yeah. And you've been resting. I know you've had work today, but you have been resting, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been very lucky that this round is a quiet period for me for work. I mean, it's all starting to kick back off now with work, and it's getting busier. Around test time is going to be like busy again, which probably is maybe a blessing in disguise. But I've been able to sort of work from bed, do the admin. Like, I've been able to be like, you know, slow and steady, and I think that helps.
Yeah.
If you can. Not everyone can, but no, you know. No. But not everyone needs it either.
Yeah.
So
phone calls?
Yeah.
The scary stuff.
Yeah. And for anyone listening who hasn't been through it, right, on the day after your egg collection, you get an update of how many are fertilised. The 2 days after that, you get an update on how your now embryos are doing. And then on day 5, which is tomorrow, which is when we're having a transfer. If you're not having a transfer, they'll tell you how many made it to day 5 and are being frozen, etc. But for us, they tell us on day 5 when we go in how many we've got. And it's just, yeah, for anyone that has never been there, I cannot express how anxiety ridden waiting for these calls are. Because like, you could be picking up the phone and they could tell you that you don't have anything, and that happens to a lot of people. You could pick up the phone and they could say, oh, nothing fertilized, or, you know, they didn't make it to day 3, or, you know, you just don't know what you're gonna hear. This is why nothing is a guarantee, and this is why I always say to people doing egg collection and worrying about numbers and stuff, it's not over till it's over. Both ways it can go like that. So the first time the embryologist called, On the day after, like, my heart's in my mouth.
Oh, God.
I've got their number saved, so I pick it up. I'm like, hello. And she's like, can you confirm your name and your date of birth? And I'm like, I can't remember it. Like, I can barely remember my name and date of birth. And so that we had that call. And, okay, so we had 10 eggs. We had 8 mature, so 2 were not usable, not mature. And then out of that, 7 fertilised.
Woohoo!
Woo, go sperm!
Yeah!
Carl was like, come on, lads. I keep saying, like, they coupled up and they liked each other.
Yeah, they went on a date.
They went on a date. They just needed an Uber to get to the date.
Yeah.
Like, they just couldn't find the restaurant at first. So, you know, because... Yeah, bless. So the ICSI did the trick for us.
Great.
We did. We were always doing ICSI. We did it the first time as well because we have male factor, you know, subfertility. And 7 of them coupled up and fertilised. So I was like, okay, that's one hurdle done. And after that call, I'm like, okay, today is a good day. And I just tell myself, no matter what happens, today is a good day. And that's probably quite a good way to approach any sort of IVF wins, or like even when you get that positive test, today is a good, no matter what happens, today is a good day. It's quite a good way to, for me, to alleviate the anxiety.
Yeah.
And then day 3 was Saturday. Yesterday we got another call.
Are they like morning calls, both of them, around
not
the same
always.
Time?
Actually, I think ours were. But sometimes they will call later in the day to see how the embryos are developing.
Mm.
So, you know, they want to give them as much time before a before, you know, they give an update, because a few hours later they could change.
Mm.
So if ever you're waiting for those calls and they don't call first thing, it's not a bad thing. It's not, you know. And also I think they just have a list and
yeah,
probably just who's next on the list.
Mm.
I don't know, maybe not. Then yesterday we found out that all 7 are currently still going.
Wow.
On day 3, yeah.
They clearly really liked each other.
They want to make it official.
Yeah, they're a fish now.
They're a fish. And so that's good for day 3. And the thing is with these calls, I am braced for bad news. But it's quite refreshing to hear an embryologist who doesn't really know us. I think we've spoken to this lady a few times now, but she's not, you know, she doesn't know us really. She was refreshingly straightforward in saying, well, we expect a good result. And because I was like, oh, and I know that there's a drop off now, because there is a drop off between day 3 and 5. There's a drop off by, I think, 30 to 50% of eggs make it to day 5. Statistically, could be more, could be less. It's so hard to tell. And I was like, oh, I know there's going to be a drop off now, so I know it's good today, but do you expect a drop off? And she said, well, yeah, there will be a drop off. But she said, we expect good, we're in a really strong position. We expect a good result. And who knows, anything could happen. That might not be true. But it was really really refreshing to hear a medical professional say it in such like straightforward terms, because we ladle loads of emotion onto it, don't we? We're like, but probably not this, it probably won't be as good as our first round, and and I said that on day 1 when she called. I said, well, probably won't be as good as our first round, which from which we got 4 embryos. We were lucky. But she was like, well, why not, sort of thing. She was like, well, you know, you got a good result last time, we're expecting similar. And it's very reassuringly scientific. I'm like, well, yeah, the scientist says, you know, why not? Why not? Why shouldn't it go well?
It's like, if it was anybody else, you would just go away.
I'd be like,
exactly. Like, oh, well, what do you know?
But what do you know? I'm like, oh, you know.
Yeah, exactly, actually do.
Yeah.
So, you know, she is a scientist. So...
Yeah, and someone that she's got no reason to make us feel good.
No, so. Usually they can be quite brisk, lovely, very lovely, but they can't, they won't mince their words. They've got a list of people to get through, you know?
Yeah, and it's you know, obviously they have a lot of heart to do what they do, but it's scientific, it's factual.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the situation. We currently have, well, who knows by this point, but yesterday we had 7. Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, I don't think we'll have seven, but I'm hopeful that we'll have something to transfer. So the plan is to go in tomorrow for transfer.
Which is booked and ready to go.
Ready to go, 2 o'clock. So if you're listening to this, because I'll probably put this out maybe tomorrow. If you're listening to this, there's a chance that I could be having my transfer like right now.
So everybody send good vibes.
Good vibes.
Right now. Into the world.
Depending on when you're listening to it. But, you know, good vibes are good vibes. I'll take them whenever.
But she also said, I think, that they do kind of categorise them, don't they, at that point?
Mm-hmm.
So as
I forgot that.
Yeah.
So they're all looking good. So at this point, and the thing is, I didn't really ask too much because I knew I'd go crazy. But she said, you know, we look at them in a lot of different ways on day three to assess their quality.
Mm.
Are they symmetrical? Are they right number of cells? I mean, I'm probably mincing this terribly because I'm not a medical professional. Have they got a good fragmentation score sort of thing? And she said we put them, and this is just this particular clinic, I'm sure they all do it differently. She said on day three they tend to put them into good, average, poor categories, and ours are all in the good category. So that's good.
That's bloody great.
It's so far it's as good as we could hope for.
Yeah,
you know,
it is all positive steps.
Yeah. So going in tomorrow with a full bladder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
The transfer number 3.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you believe it?
No. Not at all, because I can't believe that you're here. It's like shit and not okay.
Really. They should be 20 weeks pregnant now.
You shouldn't be here.
What day is it? Oh, it's Sunday. Yeah, 20 weeks and a couple of days. Which is really bizarre, like, really. I'm like, oh, God, in another universe, we'd be halfway through. But then I have to remind myself that that universe doesn't exist. I feel like we romanticise a sliding doors moment.
Mm.
We're like, oh, there's another version of me that is 20 weeks pregnant. I'm like, there's not.
Yeah.
You know, like that version of me doesn't exist. We're here in the now, and that's all we can look at. But yeah.
Yeah, it's just crap though.
Yeah, and again, there's a lot of hope, obviously. I do believe that we will get there at some point. I just wish I knew when. And so without trying to bum people out, I did have a little cry, didn't I? Just before we press record.
Yeah,
I'm not going to cry now because it's fine.
But it is okay if you do.
I feel like everyone's heard me crying too much on this podcast, really.
Yeah, but you've had a freaking hell of a year.
So much
has happened.
Yeah, Sharm was like, how are you? And I was like, I'm so tired. I just feel a bit battered, really. And I look back and so we had a little weep, you know, when just before we hit record.
Yeah.
It's good to get it out. And I just said, well, is it any bloody wonder? You know, all of the treatment we've had this year, like I say, 2 egg collections, hopefully tomorrow 3rd transfer, is it any wonder, really?
Yeah.
And that is by choice. We chose to keep going, and I'm glad that we have, but part of me goes, oh, like, am I not giving my body a break enough?
But I think that's just that thing that your head is doing because you're trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah, I know it doesn't work like that.
And it just doesn't.
And also, I have to remind myself that my body is doing really well.
Yeah.
Like,
look at what you've produced.
Oh, my little MBs.
Yeah.
And, like, every time I've come off hormones, I'm lucky my cycle has come back. You know, I just think I'm very tired.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping this is going to be the last transfer.
Come on.
But if it isn't, then maybe the rest of the year to just decompress wouldn't be a bad thing.
Let's not even...
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl is like that. Every time I say something, he's like big manifesting it now. He's sort of like, well, fuck it, nothing else has worked. So he's like, what's the... No, not in a sad way, but he's like, well, I'll try it.
Yeah.
come on, universe, what you got?
Yeah.
And so he's doing his affirmation. He's so cute. He's doing his affirmations and stuff. And every time I say something hinting that it might not work, he's like, no. But I mean, you know, jokes aside, we all know, like, we're not kidding ourselves. We know that it might not work again. But I don't know, I enjoy being in the hopeful bit of treatment, and transfer is my favourite day. There's not many to choose from in IVF, so there's not many brilliant days.
It's like none.
Ooh. Yeah, but transfer I always do find pretty magical. I always cry.
Oh.
And guess who I might see tomorrow?
Oh, yes. I wonder if he listens. Do you think he's gonna say something tomorrow?
Oh God, Dr. Kluger, if you're listening. No, he's too busy. He's too busy making babies.
Okay. Great.
But on our WhatsApp, we started a bit of a Dr. Kluger fan.
Yeah, like, brilliant.
Fan thread. not a whole thread, but like everyone was like, oh, I'm at this clinic. I know that doctor. He's just so nice. Aww. He's so lovely. But yeah, might be someone else. Who knows?
I think it might be him.
Oh, that'd be nice. It would be. But, you know, we'll see. But yeah, I do love transfer day. And I get chips as well. We get McDonald's fries. So.
Absolutely. And yeah. And then what's your kind of thought process in terms of, you know, testing and...
dread. A lot of dread. I was having a bit of a thing, you know, even sort of a week ago. I normally get up for a wee in the night at about 4 a.m. And last time we did a test on test day, I was like, well, it's the first wee of the day. We're going to have to do it at 4:30 in the morning. Okay. So we did. And then the days that followed, because, you know, I don't want to upset anyone, trigger warning, we got a positive result last time, which was just incredible. But all the days following that, I was getting up at 4 a.m. doing that wee, doing a test, taking it downstairs, looking at the tests, comparing it to the others, taking a picture of them all, writing the day on the test, doing a video of the tests. And that was like, I don't know, like now when I get up for a wee in the night, I'm like, oh God. And I just remember that anxiety of like literally hands shaking as you're doing it. I don't know if you had it, Sian.
Yeah.
Without getting too deep into that side of it.
No, because
I know it's like not for everyone, but you know.
Every day.
And I'm taken back to that point. And even just like, you know, doing the test and the dread of that, and I'm just like, oh God, we're gonna have to do another test day.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have, and no matter, you know, if it's this time, another time, next time, time after that or whatever, we're gonna have to do another test day.
Yeah.
There's no other way of doing it for us.
When you were the night before when you were gonna test, and I knew that you were gonna test that morning. I woke up so many times that night.
Oh, Sean.
And checked my phone. I was like, oh my God.
That's so sweet.
You think like, okay, she hasn't messaged me. But then I'm like, oh, it is 2 a.m. So she's probably not awake. And then, oh my God.
Probably was.
Yeah, you probably were.
So, oh God. Yeah, that's so sweet, Sean. No,
but well, it is.
You're going to have another long night.
It will
at
be.
At some point.
It will be.
Yeah, I think we are going to test on the same day that we did last time, which was, I don't know if I should say
Maybe
I won't say it, but it was a touch early, shall we say. I've probably said it before in an episode, I've probably said it in a post or something, but it was a tad early, but we got a really, you know, it was conclusive that time. And also around the same time on the fresh round is when I started spotting. So I quite like to test before I start spotting.
Understood.
Because that will just send me absolutely spinning.
Yeah.
Currently the day that we've pinpointed to test, it might be a really busy work day for both of us. But at this point, we're sort of like, we just want to know, and we can cope, and we can, again, this is the thing I was saying to Carl. I was like, well, you know, we, I think we just do it and then we just put on a brave face. And he went, why are we putting on a brave face?
Yeah.
And I went, oh yeah, it might be good.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't let myself consider. I'd just gone, how are we going to go to work?
Oh.
You know, with this, like, having done that test. But I'm not even considering that it might be good again. You know?
It might be good.
It's a mindfuck, isn't it?
Horrible. And, yeah. You know, Dr. Brooker did give you a bit of assurance, didn't he?
He was very bold. He did say the words, you're going to get pregnant from this. But he might have meant this egg collection. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
One of these embryos. I reckon he'll use that as his get out clause if we don't. Because I'll be like, look, Brooker, you said.
Well,
you told me. He was very confident.
Great.
Which is good. I'm like, oh, bless you, you have no idea. But, like, I'll take it from a consultant.
Absolutely.
I think what he means is we have a really good chance.
A really good chance, so much so mm-hmm. that, you know, he said that. And remember, he's very evidence-based.
Yeah, and he knows that exactly. If he is wrong, I'm going to have some words.
It's going to be pitchforks.
Yeah, no.
Like, no, obviously but, not, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Sean's like, no, I'm not going to go in there with a pitchfork.
Just
she might.
Just a knock on the old
just
door.
Just a little torch.
Yeah.
Just
what's happening?
Like that scene from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Through the dirt, through the mud, through the mud.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah. We're putting on.
That's a good song.
That is a good song. Putting that Beauty on the Beast on this year.
At your school?
Yeah.
Lush. I love it. We're doing, at Stagecoach, we're doing The Little Mermaid.
That's a good
and
one.
And the older kids are doing Adam's Family, which was kind of rogue. I was trying to get them to do a chorus line.
Ooh, I love a chorus line.
Junior version.
I was going to say.
Cut out the dodgy songs. But they were like, we want to do Adam's Family. Because they're older and they're a smaller group. I'm like, yeah, okay. We're doing, I love a Disney classic.
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
So, yeah, that's the story so far, guys.
Yeah. So, are you going to have, like, a particular routine tomorrow? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your plan?
Exactly the same as last time when I got pregnant.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
Because that'll make it work.
Yeah.
Okay. No, jokes aside, I'm going to acupuncture.
Great.
And again, you don't have to go to acupuncture to have your transfer work, but because I did it last time and it worked, I'm doing it again. And also, one of my friends said to me, one of my IVF buddies said, oh, maybe I should do acupuncture on my transfer day. And I was like, if you haven't been doing it the whole way, I don't know, I'd say maybe save yourself the dollar. I'm like, I'm doing it because I've been doing it and it's been a part of my prep, part of my routine. But like, I don't think there should be any pressure on anyone to do any of these things.
No, it's so expensive.
Yeah, it is. For me, it's worth every penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not for everyone, but because we did it last time as well. Well, I'm like, obviously we need to do it again on the day. So yeah. I'm going at 11 to acupuncture. Then transfer. Yeah, 2 o'clock, get there probably about 1:30. Meant to be there 1:40, but, you know, I just get worried about traffic and...
Yeah,
get there early. Transfer. And we'll find out as well tomorrow how many embryos we are left with on day 5.
What's your, like, thoughts on that?
So, I think I am hopeful because last time we went from 6 on day 3 to 4. So I'm like, oh, what if we had like 5?
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. But then I can't think that because I don't want to hear a number like 2 and be disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I know that would be a really good result. So I'm trying to remind myself that I would love 2. I'd love one to put back, another one to freeze. But I think I just have to remind myself that to have 1 is incredibly lucky. Because some people get none. So yeah, we'll see. But we'll find that out. And then We are going to go get chips.
Yep.
Obviously, McDonald's fries. Last time I had a burger and it worked, so I should probably get a burger.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
I'd love to tell you I haven't been perusing the McDonald's menu, but that is a lie, because I have. I was like, Carl, what are you getting? He's like, Big Arch burger, fries. And then he was like, wait, I didn't even need them. But I think he does.
Yeah, I think so. And also, I've never heard of a Big Arch burger.
It looks quite nice.
Is that new? Like a special?
I think it's new. Oh, yeah. Okay. Nice. Anyway, last time I had the Philly cheese stack, they didn't do it anymore. Boo.
Yeah.
So get chips, obviously. Then go back to acupuncture for 5 o'clock-ish, about 5-ish. And then go home and probably do Jen's yoga again. Because we did that on the night, on the evening of transfer day before. And it was so nice. Just some nice Zen yoga at home, just in the living room. And when we do yoga at home, we lie down, the dog comes and gives us kisses and lies down next to us. He loves it and it's so cute. Yeah.
Sounds like a great routine.
Great day, right?
Yeah, good day.
I told you transfer day is good.
Yeah, good day.
For me.
Yeah, good.
So I guess we'll next do an ep in the 2-week wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
And gosh, that weight. How do you feel about the weight?
Not great.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so far for me, the first bit of the 2-week wait has been hopeful. And the first few days, I'm like, oh, it's in there. What's it doing? Is it doing its thing? Is it implanting? On this day, this will be happening. On this day, this will be happening.
Yeah.
And then it's the day. I feel like it's when, from the point where you maybe could get a result on a test, which is still too early. So maybe from day 7.
Yeah.
Maybe day 5 onwards, I start to feel really it gets so much heavier. The days just dragged. And last time, I'm not being funny. Again, my work schedule is quite flexible in the week. I'm lucky I can do this. I just remember sleeping for a lot of it, trying to nap and trying to sleep it away. And each day going how early can I go to bed? Long dog walks. I remember the day before our test last time, I took the dog and we started on our normal route and we just kept walking. And I just kept walking him. He must have been like, oh, I'm so tired. Where are we going, ma'am? It's like, keep walking. I don't know, maybe we'll try and plan a few, might be quite nice to do a couple of date nights or something.
Yeah.
But let's be real, what are we going to sit there and talk about?
Testing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe the cinema, someone put on the WhatsApp about cinema.
Actually, that's a really good idea.
Because you have to be in a dark room. You have to focus. You can't talk about anything else.
Yeah.
And it takes up 3 hours. So maybe we'll go to cinema. I don't know.
The Conjuring. Is it The Conjuring? One of those horror films are out.
Oh, no, Sean, I can't do horror. Okay. I know you love it.
I love it.
I can't do horror on a big screen. Very stressful.
Yeah. Actually, maybe don't do that.
It's like they're coming at me.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got an Everyman near to us, so I might go.
Nice.
Nice little comfy seats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So is that kind of everything?
Yeah. I can't think. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. And you're good?
Yeah. All good.
Tick. Sean. Tick.
Yeah.
Sean is good.
Yeah.
You're back at school now.
Yeah. Back at school is full on.
Busy,
but all good. Yeah, teenagers, you know.
Oh, joyful.
Yeah, Gen, what are they? Gen Alpha?
They're like Gen A now.
Gen Alpha.
Yeah, do you remember when millennials were the cool kids?
Yeah, not cool. In fact, my sister told me, because she saw that we had a forest green colour on one of our sofas, and she went, that's very millennial.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've got that in my bedroom. Yeah,
apparently forest green is a millennial colour.
For goodness sake. also, some of the kids at work at Stagecoach told me, the older kids, told me recently that emojis have all changed.
Have they? Not yeah, the ones on my phone?
No, as in how you use them change. So the laugh emoji is not for funny things anymore.
So what's
that
for?
That's for if it's like so not funny, it's funny. And if something is funny, you use the cry emoji. I'm like, yeah, but then what if you're crying? And then they were like, if you're crying, you just use like the tear emoji. And like, and also they don't use rows of emojis like we do. I'm like, ha ha ha, laugh, 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 laugh,
yeah.
laugh, laugh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. Just tell that to your kids at work.
I will.
Impressed. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Anyway, we should keep it on topic, shouldn't
we? Yeah, we should. Sorry, guys. That must have been really boring. People listening, like...
Bit of light relief.
Yeah. Great.
They're like, I want IVF. Yeah. I want tears.
Oh, no. Yeah. We want happiness now.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. So, yeah, thanks for following us along. You can join our WhatsApp community if you would like to join it. DM us and we'll send you the link. Yeah. We took it off the main page because we got spammers, and we still get a couple every now and again. People spam in the group.
I mean, your responses are very funny.
Oh, it depends how hormonal I'm feeling as to how sassy I get with them. But normally it's like, bye, hun. Like... Hun, we're all poor, we're doing IVF, you know, because it's always about investment or something. It's like, join our investment group, and everyone's like, nah, we've got no money, but everyone's getting behind me now and saying similar. But yeah, if you want the link, DM us, we'll give it to you. And there's loads of support on there if you need it.
Loads of groups,
loads of like really cool people. I love them.
It is actually so nice.
It's just nice to like dip in, and also you can just dip in and out if you want. You know, you can get in touch with us on Instagram at
IVFBFFpod.
You can email us at
IVFBFFpod@gmail.com.
Brilliant, thank you, Sian.
I brought it back
through the glass doors.
Yeah,
love your voice. It's like a customer service voice, isn't it?
Yeah, it reminds me of, I don't know if you've been watching Severance.
No, I can't get into it.
It does take a few eps, to be fair.
Yeah, I might give it another go. 2 week wait, give it another go.
Actually, yeah.
Your voice there reminds me of the supermarket. Could Mrs. Jones come to the till? You know when they like used to say that, or when there's like a lost child.
Oh yeah,
in like the 90s when people used to just, you know, let their,
walk away
from their kids.
I was definitely
doesn't
one
happen
of
now
them.
Oh, I definitely wandered off a few times. Like so much so my mum would be like, that's the meeting point. If you get lost in the supermarket, you go there, which is quite sensible probably.
And they used to have like police at Sainsbury's,
did they,
in like brown uniform. I remember that.
Oh, anyway. Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Budget cuts. Anyway, so get in touch with us, guys. Come join us. And I know a lot of people are in a cycle with me, so I'm sending good vibes to you guys too.
And there are people obviously who have found the result of their cycle as well, so hope they're okay.
God. Yeah. Hope everyone's doing all right. Yeah. And hope you have a lovely week ahead, guys.
Yeah. Have a good week, and we'll update you.
Yes. See you later.
See ya.
Bye.